woman shows pictures suggesting her luggage was stolen by Sam Brinton. By Spencer Lindquist on February 23, 2023. A female fashion designer claimed that former official in the Office of Nuclear Energy Sam Brinton stole her clothes, and she substantiated the allegations in a now-viral Twitter post. Asucom Scene, a Houston-based fashion designer, posted images of herself wearing clothing that former Biden administration official Sam Brinton, who was recently charged with multiple counts of theft, had been photographed in. Comscene stated that many of the clothes she had seen Brinton wearing were in her luggage, which vanished from Reagan Washington National Airport on March 9, 2018. The Houston-based fashion designer from Tanzania took to Twitter to document incidents of Brinton wearing custom-made articles of clothing, including dresses and jewelry, that had been in her luggage before it vanished in the D.C. airport. The post has garnered nearly 15 million impressions at the time of writing. Comscene included pictures of her in the custom-made articles of clothing before they disappeared from the airport. The pictures were posted to Instagram as early as 2018. Brinton was photographed wearing one article of clothing at an event for the Trevor Project on June 11, 2018. The Trevor Project is a pro-transgender organization that encourages transgenderism among youth. Meanwhile, Comscene's Instagram features a picture of the same article of clothing, which was posted to the site on February 16, 2018. After being unable to find her bag, Comscene filed a police report with the Metropolitan Washington Airport's Authority Police Department, though the case was never solved. She also filed a claim with Delta Airlines, which she used to get from Houston to Washington, D.C. Comscene filed a complaint with the Houston Police Department when she saw the reports about Brinton stealing luggage and saw images of him wearing articles of clothing that resembled the ones that she had lost. Her husband explained that the Houston police, I guess, they sent the case to the FBI in Minnesota, and that someone from the FBI called, saying I'm with the FBI, I'm working on this case. Then my wife gave him the information and we didn't hear anything. We don't know whether the case is on. We don't know whether the case is cold, he added. Brinton has not been charged with any crime relating to Kesman's claim. Brinton is, however, facing up to 5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for other cases related to luggage theft. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Lindquist@Breitbart.com.